A narcissist underestimates you as a person. They think you are a weakling. They believe you are an idiot for loving them. Your compassion, kindness, consideration for their mistakes, ability to give them chances, your trustworthiness and your loyalty are all examples of your stupidity to the narcissist. They want you to be a trickster, a fraudster, and because you can't be that, that's not in your DNA like it is in theirs, you are underestimated. They think they can easily pull wool over your eyes because you believe them. But isn't that what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to believe the words of your partner. As a mechanism to justify their abuse, they think it's your fault for allowing them to treat this way. Because you are kind and compassionate, you have made it easy for them to exploit you. So why are you blaming them? You should blame yourself. This is how it works in a narcissist's brain. But you and I know that is such an effed up way of thinking. Which is why in today's episode, I'll be talking about 5 qualities a narcissist underestimates in you. If that sounds empowering enough and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because your subscription helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to my channel. Number one, your resilience. A narcissist underestimates your capability to grow and overcome difficult situations. They underestimate your inner strength. They do not consider how powerful you are because you're able to adapt. You're able to somehow survive through the most difficult situations they put you through. You are able to choose right over easy always. And you are able to soar high, fly high, thrive, which they are never able to do. Your ability to bounce back and grow stronger is far bigger than their manipulation, than their efforts to destroy you, than their efforts to demoralize you, to break you down. They want you to stay stuck in the dark dungeons of their abuse, the trauma they give you. But hardly do they know that you are a capable human being who has the innate power to heal all the wounds, and you can access that. You can tap into that while they can't. Why? Because they have unalived their true self a long time ago and there is nothing left now. You have a big advantage over them. Number two, your awareness. They underestimate your ability to see through their mind games, and they think they can play you indefinitely, keep abusing you for eternity, and you will never wake up. They may try to dissociate you from your intuition, but what they do not know that once you reconnect with it, once you become one with it, you will be able to see through their BS, and they won't stand a chance in any way. I'm not saying all of this in a narcissistic way. What I'm trying to say is this underestimation is gross. It's beyond unacceptable. They do not expect you to have a voice or to take a stand for yourself. They see you as a puppet and consider, rather imagine, they have all the rights to puppeteer you, to master you, to decide what moves you are going to make. But hardly do they realize that you have your own agency as well. It's that they have manipulated you, they have put you under their spell, but that is not going to last long. Sooner or later, you are going to wake up. You are going to put your love for them aside, and you are going to see them for who they are. And when that happens, you won't take that crap from them anymore. And that is what they're afraid of the most. That's why they keep sprinkling that love bombing here and there sporadically. They do not want you to leave them because without you, they are nothing. They don't have any existence or meaning to their life without you. The most important one, your empathy. Narcissists are completely blind to the fact that your empathy is not a vulnerability, but your equivocal strength, something they can only wish to have. It's your empathy through which you're able to build strong connections, through which you're able to know others at a deep emotional level that they can only dream to experience. Your empathy is not something they can take advantage of. It's a gift that you had given to them. It's a part of yours that you had shared with them, assuming, rather believing, that they are going to honor it and they are going to reciprocate it. But it was their fault to take advantage. It is not on you. Your empathy is your superpower. Own it. Your empathy is a guiding light, your ultimate strength that enables you to create meaningful relationships that last a lifetime. While they keep jumping from one person to the other, the chances for you to find a true partner, a true person who could respect, who would truly, truly respect who you are as a person and what you have to offer are quite high. They're destined to be this way. They are destined to struggle and suffer while you can be stable. And what can enable that stability? Your empathy. Because your empathy is the precursor to any type of understanding that you need to have in a relationship. Your empathy, your kindness, anything else comes second to it. Number four, your emotional intelligence. They can be witty or clever. They can be literally a human computer that can store all the cold facts, but emotional intelligence is something they can only dream of acquiring, let alone having. They can't have it on their own, but they can't even acquire it from anybody. It's not something that can be learned. If someone has to have some kind of emotional intelligence, they need to have access to their emotions first, which they do not have. They highly underestimate this personal strength of yours that helps you to navigate their tumultuous waters with grace and acceptance. Because you give them so many chances. Why? You offer empathy. Why? Because you're emotionally intelligent. That is the reason. How so? You are mature enough to understand and consider that a human being can make mistakes. Or a person can be stressed and they may require a little extra support sometimes. So why not offer them grace? Why not give them extra chances? Maybe when somebody is apologetic, they truly mean that apology, because we all make mistakes. That is what emotional intelligence is. And let me ask you this question. Does a narcissist have any of that? Of course not. If the roles were reversed and you were to make the same mistakes and they were to be the same person that they are, would they ever give you the same kind of love, offer that compassion, give you those chances? Of course not. Why not? Ask yourself if you're struggling with that cognitive dissonance and if you're constantly wondering, maybe he or she is not that bad. Well, this is it. Why can't they be who you are and have been to them? Because they don't have that. They are not emotionally intelligent at all. Many people say, oh, the narcissist that I was with was really intelligent. I ask why? Because he or she was a big shot, very well known in his or her field, a lot of success in their career. That's not enough. Number five and the last one, a narcissist severely underestimates your potential for transformation and growth. They are destined to stay stuck in a rut while you are destined to blossom, to fly. And I'm not saying that in a narcissistic way. I'm not devaluing them. It's their actions and their own condition that devalues them enough for me to say this. They think you're never going to get over them. You're always going to be thinking about them because that is their grandiosity and entitlement speaking. The truth is, yes, it may take time for you to process that grief and let go, but eventually they will become nobody to you. You will feel complete indifference towards the narcissist, and that is their biggest defeat. While you may slowly but surely find purpose in your life, they will always live purposeless, moving from one body to the other as a parasite, because they need a host always to live. You do not. You may find meaning in the things you do, yet they do things quite meaninglessly for the sake of survival. You will know what your calling is, yet their calling is just being a predator, and you know that is such a pathetic way of living. They won't know what they are beyond the things they wear, beyond the things they copy from others, mirror from others, beyond the things they say, as in the things they say when they are lying, and all the tactics they use to abuse others. If you were to take any of that or all of that away from the narcissist, they won't be anybody. That is not applicable to you though. Yes, they may have temporarily disconnected you from your true self, but it is inevitable. You will find yourself. People say, I just want to become who I was before meeting the narcissist, and it makes sense. But I say, you will become a better version of yourself. How? You will have stronger boundaries. You will be more connected with your intuition if you heal. You will know who to trust and who not to trust. You will have your core wounds healed so that nobody, no person like them ever triggers those wounds again and uses and weaponizes them against you. That was it for today's episode. I truly hope you found it insightful and helpful. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.